This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud Beis. In Sif Yud Aleph, we learned about the correct procedure of washing your hands. Namely, you wash, then you make the bracha, and then you dry them. Why? Because niguv is also part of the mitzvah, and it's still called oivar la'asiyasan. Sif Yud Beis. V'nagvim heitev koidem sheyivtza. Dry them well before you break the bread. She'oichel b'li niguv, if you eat without wiping your hands, drying your hands, ki'ilu oichel lechem tameh. It's like you ate defiled bread, impure bread. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Mem Hei Lechem Tamei Kasav HaBeis Yosef, Dehainu Mishum Demayim HaRishonim Shashoifech Al Yadav Tameim Heim. That's because the Mayim HaRishonim that you poured on your hands are Tamei. Sheyitmu Machmas Yadav. The water became Tamei because of your hands. Kelekamon B'sim Kuf Samach Beis. Aye, but you poured Mayim Shniyim, so now you don't have Mayim Tameim anymore. And even though you poured secondary water to purify the water, nevertheless, you need to remove completely the first waters by drying them. So even though technically, when you pour the Mayim HaRishonim, the Mayim HaRishonim become Tameh. But then I poured Mayim Shniyim on the Mayim Rishonim. So I washed away the Mayim HaRishonim. Yeah, but not 100%. Only mostly. And therefore, you need to do it completely Al Yidei Nigov. Now, is it enough? Why do I have to dry them? Why can't I wait? I'll just wait until I'll hold my hands up and then the air will dry them. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that's not enough. You need to wipe them with a rag. Why? Wiping them cleans them b'yoser. Like the Kav HaChaim says. However, the Chazon Ish said, no, air dry is like drying. It's only so that the water doesn't touch your hands. What about to dry your hands for Netilas Yadayim through the thing? You press the button, you know, the hair dryers. Is that good enough, or does it have to be a cloth? So Rabbi Yashiv says in the Ashrei HaIsh, Rav Vosner says, it works. It works. It works. Let's see. However, the Shaul Sechuvas B'Tzel HaChachma says if you wash your hands with less than a revius, so now the water on your hands is Tameh, it's not going to work because some of the Tameh water gets absorbed in your hand. What about to use a public towel? You know they have the public towels that go round and round? So are you yotze with that? I think maybe you're over the lav, Bal Tishak Tzuas Nafshei Seichem. You know, and v'neshmartem ma'oid l'nafshoy seichem, and other serious crimes. But are you yoytze netilas yadayim? L'chayra not. It's mitzvah haba ba'aver. I don't think you'd be yoytze if you use the public towel. Can't imagine you would be yoytze. Anyway, because Baruch Hashem, about 100 years ago, they invented something called paper towels, and those things. That certainly the air dryers are better than the public towels. Unless you say that if you use them and you demonstrate such a lack of seichel, then stop, you're pater mikol mitzvah satoira. I don't know. I'm not willing. I'm not sure. Weiter. So, niguv hayodayim is part of the mitzvah, and if you don't wipe them, then you're over, then it's ki'ilu your oichel lechem tameh. Comes the marshal, The Marashal calls of the Ikar Anigav Humishim Nikias. The Marashal says the Ikar drying is for cleanliness. Tachshe Yadav Lachim, when your hands are wet, Mimei Hanatila Yeshba Mishamios. It's disgusting. V'chein Muchach, Barashi and Soita Dafdalid. Okay. So the Marashal says there's another reason. It's not just that the water is Tameh, but if you have wet hands, it's Mios. Rav Moshe seems to understand the mios is bal tashaktsu. To eat with wet hands is bal tashaktsu. However, what if your hands are wet because you're eating watermelon or you're holding your chicken? Is that mios? No, that's not mios. It's only from the mayim hanatila. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, you're not mamish in a varyan if you don't dry your hands. It's not like a guy who brought a phone into a shul, he's mamish and avaryan. It's just, it's not right. It's not halachically correct, but you're not a sinner. We're not going to call you a sinner like the guy who has his phone in the shul, even if it's off. No. You're not mamish and avaryan. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Tashbetz. Kasa magen Avraham b'shem haTashbetz. Lo yinagiv yada b'chaluka. You know how to dry your hands on your shirt. Shekasha l'shikcha. If you dry your hands on your shirt, it could engender forgetting your learning. V'ayim b'prim agadim shem estapikim davka chalukai. Is it only your shirt? Ay kol b'gadav b'mashma. Or is it all of your clothing? What about stam, your hands are wet and you want to dry them on your clothing? Does it, or is it only for mayim hanatila? Rav Chaim Knievsky says that Rav Ruvain Margolius was masufik about this. Rav Yashiv said, no, it's only after natil siyadayim. Rav Miller explained that the items that Chazal say are kasha l'shikcha all have a rationale to it. The rationale is as follows. If you're going to wash your shirt, you're going to dry your shirt, you wash your hands, now you dry your shirt, then let's say people see, you go to shiurim, so you're a shtikl talmid chacham, but then they're going to see you're mamish a slob, you're a disgusting slob where your shirt is wet from your hands, and people are going to say, that's what a talmid chacham is? This is a talmid chacham? He's disgusting. So Hashem makes it that you forget your learning, so people will realize you're not a talmid chacham, you have nothing to worry about. In other words, I remember I once heard somebody ask Rav Miller, why if you take off two sleeves at the same time, is it kasha l'shikcha? So he said, because if you take out two sleeves at the same time, you may miss the inner one, and then people are going to see you have a big bump on your shirt, and they're going to say, this guy looks ridiculous. He knows Torah? So Hashem says, don't worry, nah, he doesn't remember anything anyway, it's okay. In other words, you don't represent yourself as a good ambassador for Torah if you do these things that Chazal say are kasha l'shikcha.
Here's the option between wiping on a shirt or not wiping them or letting them air dry. There's no paper towels there. It happens all the time.
Air dry.
Air dry would be better.
Yeah, air dry. Rabbi Yashiv says you could air dry. Rabbi Yashiv was talking about the blower, the hand blower. Yeah, you're not allowed to dry on your shirt. On the rest of your clothing, it's a suffix. Yud Gimel, Hamatbil Yadav. What if you are toivel your hands? You stick your hands in a river, in a lake. Yachal Leachal Beloy Nigov. One whose toivel's hands could eat without drying them. Vuadin Lenoito Yadav Bebas Achas. The same thing would apply if you wash your hands at one time. And you pour a revius at one time. The only time there's a requirement to dry your hands is if the water on your hand will remain tame, and then you're touching the bread. But if your hands will, if the water will be completely tahar, why? Because you were toivel them, or you poured revius bevas achas, then it's not an issue. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'loy nigov. By the way, this doesn't fit in with the Marshal. The Marshal says that if you eat bread and your yodayim are lachim, it's mios. So it wouldn't matter, l'chayra. In other words, this mechaber, the rationale of the Marshal, doesn't seem to be working with what the mechaber says over here. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Memhei said the reason why you have to dry your hands is because of tuma, lechem tame. That's quoting the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is explaining the Mechaber in Sif Yod Beis. Then the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Marshal, but I don't think the rationale of the Marshal would fit in with this. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Beloy nigov, v'chulu, kein isa b'toysefta, v'kasav ha-Beis Yosef da'atamhu, mishom de'bematpil, ein kamayim t'meim kal. Kal, this is the Beis Yosef l'shitase, that when you're toivel your hands, you don't have tamei water at all. V'lchein ein tzarech nigov, therefore you don't need drying. V'lamad mizeh, and the Mechaber learned from here that if this applies to tvilas yadayim, the same thing would be if you were shoyfech revias bevas achas on shtei yadav, or al kol yad v'yad b'fnei atzmai, de kaimela nami, de hamayim tohirim him, kil kaman b'sim kuf samach beis, therefore ein tzarech nigov. So in any scenario, whether it's tevilas yadayim, whether it's shefichas, revias, al shtei yadayim bevas achas, or on al kol yad v'yad. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the point we made. V'rashal choylek al zeh. This sphere lay de'ikar ha'nigav sh'tiknu misham miyos v'chanal v'im kein mali revias v'vas achas oiloi. What difference does it make if you poured revias v'vas achas? So what would he say about tevila? V'rak b'mat v'lein srichan nigav. Why? Tevilas hayodayim hu ke'ein tahara do'iraiso shal tevilas ha'gof v'sham b'vaday ein sarach nigav. There's a special svara why you wouldn't need nigov by tvilas yadayim, because it's similar to tara dairaisa. And by tara dairaisa, you don't need nigov for sure. Therefore, even by tvilas yadayim, loy tiknu nigov. Ukidvarov kasav gam habach besimen kuf samache v'chenes gimushar achroinim. V'yaf. Even though technically drying, if you're matvil yodayim, you don't need nigov, but if you're a little bit of an istinus, and it's you wouldn't typically touch and handle food with wet hands, then you need to dry them. This, let's see what he says. This is note 59. He brings from the Chazon Ish that even by Tevilas Yodayim, you're required to have Nigov, because there are other reasons for Nigov. Okay, let's start. You know what? Let's not. Let's hold it here. That's the end of Simen Kuf Nun Ches. And hang in there for a moment.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.